Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns wide receiver Sammy Coates. Sammy, tough loss this past week, but just talk about, you know, the early catch that you had and the role that you're now growing into here with the Cleveland Browns.
You know, the whole process was to get me back to full speed. You know, I came in, I had a couple injuries, I had a hamstring, so that kind of slowed me down with the offense, but once I got going, I told them I was ready to make a play, and they gave us a shot. They said, going to take a shot early. I said, Coach, I'll catch that ball. So they gave me a chance, and I made the play, so that was big time on my part.
Just walk us through the exact play. Obviously, it's right down the sideline. You know, what was the coverage? What did you see early on? And have you been clicking with Deshaun throughout the week to set that up?
We've been working, throwing deep balls out to practice and stuff like that, you know, and when we called that play, and they knew I knew I was going to be in the game for it. I came in, I seen his man-to-man press. And I said, oh, I'm getting this ball. I already knew my eyes already set for the end zone and everything. So when I seen the ball in there, I just had to make the play.
Sammy Coates opens up wide left. Kizer underneath center on first and 10. First possession. Blitz coming out of the secondary. Kizer to throw. Going long for Sammy Coates down the far left sideline. He caught the ball. Sammy Coates ends up without a helmet, but it's going to be first and goal inside the Detroit 10-yard line at the 9. A 38-yard connection.
It's been a very interesting 9 weeks for Deshaun Kizer, for a young quarterback, I think the fourth youngest starter in NFL history. Just walk us through his mentality as a guy who's got to connect with him on a week-in, week-out basis and the progression that he's made to overcome some of the challenges.
Kizer's going to be a great player. He's still learning the process. He's still getting used to, you know, this speed of this game is unique, you know, and you got to be a smart player to play quarterback, and he's learning. He's still got a lot to learn, but as young players, we all do. And watching him grow every week is amazing. That kid, he takes some hits. He gets staying there, throw, complete some balls. So for a wide receiver, it's good to have a quarterback that'll sit back there and get the ball to you while he's getting hit in the face.
Even after just a few years in the National Football League, you come to us from obviously a very successful culture and a very successful offense in Pittsburgh. Walk us into this locker room if you can, and just go in as for yourself as a leader. Are you setting an example for some of these young players as the youngest team in the NFL?
You know, coming from where I came from, the Steelers, it's a different atmosphere. You know, you got a lot of more vets in the locker room here, and I'm considered a vet here, and
right.
It's kind of hard because I just came where I had a lot of veteran guys teaching me the rope. Now I'm teaching these young guys the rope. It's kind of fun. You know, there's a lot of great players in that locker room, and they're growing every day, every week. And once we get to plan together more and get that chemistry together, it's going to be a unique team here.
And it looked like you guys had the chemistry for three and a half quarters in Detroit. What's it going to take for this young team and this offense to just click, to all hit on all cylinders, just 1 week to get that first dub?
You know, it's a whole factor in that it's a new team together. We young. We ain't got that much depth. And when they come to our team, you're going to have veteran guys, you're going to have some young guys to come in and play. So we got the young guys, and we got young guys coming in to play. So it's just about getting them the reps, getting them game reps. We got a lot of guys coming in and playing their first reps in the game. And they coming in, they're like, this is my first time ever playing in the NFL. So it's about that depth to help when somebody goes down. That's the biggest thing with a team. If you ain't got no depth to help you when somebody get hurt, it's going to be hard to compete with those guys that's doing this every day.
Well, good luck against the Jacksonville Jaguars, your upcoming opponent, back at First Energy Stadium.
Thank you. Yeah.